Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
The border, campus protests, abortion, as all these debates rage in our country and our state, it might be easy to forget that there's a killer out there. A killer that's easy to forget, despite the fact that it's not lurking in the shadows. It's out in the light of day. Actually, this killer is what's responsible for the light of day. The sun. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and since we in the Valley of the Sun are all aware of someone who's had skin cancer, Jamie and I talked with Dr. Justin Moser, a melanoma and cutaneous oncology specialist who is a clinical investigator with the Honor Health Research Institute. He's been working on some real sciencey stuff, stuff I can't even pronounce, including a new T-cell treatment for melanoma. But you don't have an advanced degree, you don't need one anyway, and be doing research at the cellular level in order to understand what he says about why we have so many skin cancer patients in Arizona.
Very outdoor state. There's a lot of great hiking and outdoor activities here in Arizona, so we tend to be outdoors more than some of the other states, which means we're exposed to this higher amount of sun more often.
It's why my wife, who played a lot of outdoor sports as a kid and has had to have a couple spots on her burned off, insists that our kids get slathered in sunscreen before leaving the house, and has bought long-sleeved swimsuits for our girls. And when we know we're going to be outdoors for any length of time, summer or winter, they have to wear hats. But back to the expert on skin cancer, Dr. Justin Moser explained to us, in the simplest terms, thank God, how the melanoma T-cell therapy works.
The patient undergoes a surgery where we actually cut out part of their melanoma, send it to a manufacturing center where they take the immune cells that are in the cancer trying to fight it, isolate those, enhance them, and then grow them and expand them to a couple billion cells.
Then a few weeks later, those good cells and their couple extra billion new cancer-fighting buddies are put back in the patient. Thank goodness for doctors like this, who not only have big brains, but they've got big enough brains to also talk to people with smaller brains like me about how this all works. Dr. Moser, though, warns because of the time frame, I said it was a few weeks later before you actually get those good cells back, that not every patient's a good candidate for this breakthrough therapy. That's why we need to go to Dr. Mom, who, you know, always has these things to remind the kids of that makes them roll their eyes into the back of their head. Do I have to wear the sunscreen again? Actually, I feel the same way. I don't want to put that stuff on. And the first thing I do after I put sunscreen on is run over to the sink and wash it off my hands because I can't stand it. But you got to listen to Dr. Mom first so that you don't need the other doctors, right?